Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. In a majority vote, Timmins Council has agreed to increase your municipal tax bill by just over 3% this year. The average homeowner will pay slightly more than $80 over what they paid in 2022, plus whatever the province imposes in education tax. Mayor Michelle Boileau calls it a good budget following a lot of good discussion during last fall's election campaign and in meetings accepting public input.
We know what direction we have to be working in. We know that we have to be focused on trying to grow our assessment base. And so that's work that's going to continue as we work together over the next couple of years.
City Finance Director Natalie Moore says her department will work towards a two-year budget starting in 2024. Highways around the region are gradually reopening, but you should check with Ontario 511 before heading out. This messy weather is likely to mess with airline service into and out of the Timmins Airport. Manager Dave Damon repeats the usual advice to check with your airline.
And nowadays with technology, actually, and a lot of folks do it, they leave their text, their cell numbers, and if the airline has some issues lately, they've been texting people with delays and flight changes. So that's the way to do it, and check with your airline for sure.
Of course, with all the road closures, you might not even be able to drive to the airport. It's snowy and icy on the roads today, and in the city itself, don't expect it to be cleared away anytime soon. The city's Public Works Department has declared a significant weather event under provincial standards for municipal roads. Plowing, sanding, and salting can be delayed until it's safe enough to send out the equipment and workers. Help for Ontario renters is on the way. The province is investing over $6 million to hire 40 additional adjudicators and 5 staff members at the Landlord and Tenant Board to speed up decision times. In addition, the province is strengthening the rules around evictions because of renovations, demolitions, and conversions, and when a landlord evicts a tenant to move into their own unit. Health Canada is recalling a brand of LED vanity mirrors over concerns the lithium-ion battery could overheat and cause a fire. It's for 60,000 Sunter rechargeable vanity mirrors sold in Canada between May 2022 and February this year. They have stickers on the bottom saying 03-2022 or 04-2022. There have been 6 reports of batteries overheating since March, with 5 causing property damage. No one was hurt. The health agency says the mirrors can still be used after the battery is removed by using the AC adapter and plugging it in. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.